That's what a dog does. Those dogs in the woods, believe me, if you let these dogs out wild and put them in the woods, they will have to learn how to take down a deer. And you will not encroach upon them and think that you're going to just lightly approach them. You have to do it with care, because they will kill you. And that's what a dog does. It will kill you. And I tell you, daughters, you that are listening, my live streaming, you daughters that are here, it is one thing, and I use this expression, I don't want to, but that is what bitches will do. They're always after one another. That's what two bitches in a kennel, they will fight. Those males, they really don't fight until it comes to food. And they really don't fight, but you put two females in there, they will, that's all they do. And it should not be. The women of Zion ought to be virtuous and pure and clean. You have to walk in a way that way. Their mouths and their tongues are controlled. We're not, we should not walk in the spirit of a dog. A dog is not even going into the kingdom. Let me read this in Zechariah, because I'm going to finish this in Nehemiah. Nehemiah 9:26. Nevertheless, they were very obedient. We're not disobedient, are we? He said they were disobedient, and they rebelled against Yahweh. He said, and they did what? Cast Yahweh's Torah behind their back. And they slew your Navi's, the prophets, which testified for them. And that's what a true man of Yahweh will do. He will testify against you. He testified against them to turn them to Yahweh. And they worked very great contempt. Provocation, they provoked Yahweh. They had contempt for Yahweh. When someone provokes, they have contempt. You say something to someone, they look at you like, that doesn't mean nothing. But that's what contempt is. You tell someone something, they look at you like, you talking to me? See, that's what a fool does. A fool always, if you won't identify, there's two measures of a fool. They're constantly angry, and they will always have contempt. A wise man, did you hear what I read in the scripture? A wise man will receive commandments, or a wise laugh. A fool's heart will always ask the reason why. When a young man is foolish, he will always say, well, is that me? Well, sure it's you. What makes you think it's not you? We will never see the light of ourselves because we always look at ourselves favorably, don't we? We don't never look at ourselves in a disfavorable way. That's just like what, just say, I look at myself in the natural physically. Well, I say, well, I sure would like to lose that, but that looks good, that looks good. That's the way we are. Well, I did nice by that, I did good by that, but no, overall, you still look a mess. You're still a mess. If you will spend your time doing what he always says, all you sisters, every last one of you, keepers of your home, mind of your own business, not a busybody, not running to one another's houses. You shouldn't even be doing that. I don't care if it's daughter-in-law. You shouldn't be that. You should be in your own houses, keeping your houses, abiding in your house. Shouldn't be in everyone's house running here and running there. It's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. Your place is to keep your house. Your place is to make sure your house abides in the truth. To make sure that you're prayerful. And with the filthiness of some of y'all, you don't even pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I said to Yahweh, every little situation, I'm going to tell you something, sisters and brothers too. When it arises here, we will bring it before everyone, because I've warned every last one of you. And we will find out whether the matter is true, whether you like me or not. Now, if you don't like that, you better get on out of here, all right? We will bring the matter before the entire congregation. And we will find out whether it's the truth. We will find out whether the thing is so. I will never do it again. And that's the truth. You shut your mouths and mind your own business. That's what you do. Brothers, you mind your own business. If it's meant for you to know Yahweh, if there's an issue that is that important for you to know, and it takes someone of prayer, then Yahweh will reveal it unto you. It's a bunch of foolishness, because it's the nature of a dog. Yahweh said, don't even deal with the dog. Don't even mess with him. Look at this in Devarim. Now look at this now. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 18. Now, do you believe this? I'm going to read what it says. Deuteronomy, Devarim, 23:18. Yahweh says, you shall not bring the hair of a whore. You understand that? If a woman goes out, she prostitutes her body, and she comes back and say, I made this for my John, you don't receive that. You don't accept that. You don't receive that. He said, you shall not bring the heart of a whore and the price of a dog into the bed of Yahweh, your Abba, for any vow. So if one has the spirit of a dog, you will not, you don't receive their vows. You don't receive what they bring into the bed of Yahweh. For even both of these are an abomination unto your Abba. Now he dealt with the whore here, did he not? Now you think that that dog means a physical bow wow out there on the ground? It means the spirit of one that has contempt for the Torah, and they just do it because I'll just do it. But honey, my heart is not in it. I'll say it, but I don't mean it. I'll do it, but I know I didn't do that. That's a dog. That's a dog. That's what he is saying. But what has contempt, that's what they do. Well, that's all right. I didn't say it that way. I didn't use those words, but you said it that way. You did that. And so they have contempt. Well, I'll just do it, but that's all right. Okay, say I did it. Okay, I did it then. So, okay, I did it. To try to make them righteous. That's what they do, to be over-righteous. Scripture tells you, don't be over-righteous by much, while die you before your time. See, people do like that. Well, okay then. Okay, I did it. Okay. Okay, you don't want to persecute me. Okay, I receive it. You're a hypocrite. That's what a fool is, a hypocrite. It's a hypocrite. It's a foolish person. Okay, you said it. Okay, like they're humble, and they're not humble. Okay, you said I did. Okay, they said, okay, I did it. Okay, all right, okay. But I know I didn't. See, it's such a contempt. It's such a falseness. That's what a fool does. Okay, then, whatever. I just know. Okay, I did it. Okay, if you said you did it, then leave it alone. You did it. Stop it right there. Don't even comment on it. But I know I didn't do it. But that's a contempt. Person of contempt. That's the best analogy of someone that's full of contempt. I know it says that, but I'm not going to do it. I know what it means, but I will not. He said, don't bring the price of a dog or a harlot into Yahweh's house. Don't receive their vows. You don't receive their words. You just watch them. Scripture tells me how to identify a dog. It shows us that. It's a mind that is so impure. It's a mind that cannot receive any kind of instruction. It's a mind that will not receive anything that is of life. It will not. It will not receive it. I can feed those dogs some of the most rottenest chicken you can find. They will eat everything. They will eat it up. The spirit of a dog will eat up everything. I don't care what it is. So what you bring to a dog, he'll eat it. I don't care what it is. He'll eat it. A dog will consume it. I don't care how filthy, how innuendo it is. I don't care what it is. That's what a dog is. And Yahweh says to his people, first of all, I don't want you to rebel. And don't cast my Torah behind you. He doesn't want us to do that. Receive instruction. When you receive instructions, you live. And we don't get instructions, we're not going to live. That's why we die, because we tune out Yahweh. We don't want to hear that. You know, one of the things that when the dogs howl like that, when I want to get them quiet, I go out there and douse them with a little water. That does better than me taking a stick and beating them. I beat them with sticks. I've gone in there 2 a.m. in the morning with a bat and tried to break them up. But when I go in there and put water on them, when I go in there and douse that water on them, when I spray them with water and I spray them and I spray them, when I do that, they get a little washing in the water, the howling stops. I can go out there and beat them and go back in the house. They know exactly when I'm back in there, and they go back to howling. But if I go out there and put a little water on them, it's a different thing. And that's what you need, to water. You need the washing and the regeneration of your mind by the living word of Yahweh. That's what you need. That's what this generation needs today. These old fools down there in Florida, 80 years old, having an STD that is so corrupt and so vile, that is so wicked. These communities, I'm telling you, from Florida and every one of the coastal places, you see these old women, they are, their skin is crabby and wrinkled. They got on bathing suits, they got on bikinis, and men, their guts hanging open with their skin like pig skin, and they form their little activities in their community and settings. That's what they do. son of Yahweh. Dogs always go back to folly. Not a true elect and call out of Yahweh. Don't receive the gifts of a dog or a vow. You know this is a dog. Don't receive that. You reject their vows. You don't accept that. One has contempt. Their mind is impure. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are impure, that are dull, there's nothing pure. Even their mind and their conscience is seared. Truth doesn't penetrate down to them. It doesn't move them. That's why a dog will do the same. How all the time? Let me move a little further. Hallelujah. Yahweh. It says in Tehillim, in Psalms 59 verse 5. With Yahweh's pure, He's going to show Himself pure. And those that are froward, that are twisted and corrupt, He's going to show Himself unsavory. To the pure, He's going to show Himself pure. He's going to show Himself polished and right. To those that are twisted, those that are froward, He's going to show Himself that way, brothers and sisters. To those that are right and delight in Him, He's going to show Himself that way. We better prepare our hearts. We better prepare our minds. We played around in the whorehouse too long. We played with our idol gods. You play with your idol times. That's why Yahweh, you daughters, do you understand? He gave the woman a place and a position that the whole, His whole entity is identified with her. A place of the home of reverence to teach the children, to bring them up in the disciplines and the fear of Yahweh. That she walks as a sign of discipline. That she abides in the house of Yahweh. She abiding in her house. It's like abiding in Yahweh's house. Not abiding in every sister's house, running their mouths. What about you, preacher? I don't go to any brother's house. Not that I'm not welcome if I did. It would be for a purpose. It would not be for some idle chit-chat. She has a sure business. She's busy with her hands. I believe if some of you sisters work a little more, you will have some more time to talk. That's your problem. You're lazy as hell. You work a little more, you won't have so much time. You'll be tired as hell, Martin said. You go home, you look forward for a nice bath and to sleep. Learn how to sew and make your clothes. That's one thing that sister says. You sisters, you're so corrupt. He said, why do you think they put the spits in the back of your skirt? Where does it point to? Your buttocks. And the sisters that do so, they think you all out of kilt. She said, you're so stupid, sisters, that you don't understand that it's 500 to 5,000% markup in a piece of trash you buy out of the store. The true daughter of Zion, where she will make her own things, and she will dress in a way that is pleasing unto Yahweh. And she doesn't walk around all the time. She doesn't walk around with her clothes so tight. We're going to read the articles what she wrote, because I think they're very beautiful articles for you, sisters, not for me. You say what you want to, sisters. You say what you want to, brothers. I don't care if it's your wife or my wife. You let women get out of control. And you say what you want to. You're going to have a hell's mess. That's why in homes, that when husbands allow the wives to talk to them like dogs, that is I would say the B word, but that's a pure Jezebel. I don't care who it is. When a wife talks to her husband, make disclaimers to try to break his string, she's not even a Jezebel. She's less than that. That's the truth. She said, never talk to a man that way. You've learned that trash in this Americanized way and the television. That's how you learn that trash. I know your mamas didn't teach you that. And they were taught that by some of the foolish spirit. So anytime a woman talks to her husband like that, believe me, you're going to reap for what you've done. I don't care who you are. You should never even embarrass your man in front of no one. You should never talk to him in a way that embarrasses him in front of no one. And there you that will not do that. You've done that. You embarrass your man. You shut him down. You make him look like he's a chap. He's not a chap. He's a man. That's a wickedness in any woman that does that. That's a vile nature. That's an unclean thing. When we talk to Yahweh that way, that's how we talk to Him. I don't give a damn what you say, Yahweh. I'm going to do it my way. That's what we tell Yahweh. When a woman talks to her husband like that, that's a filthiness that is so defiled, so wicked, so corrupt, so unrighteous. There's no spirit like that one at all. I don't care what any of your daughters say. I don't care what you think. You're vile. You're filthy. I've heard young ones say around here, I don't like that sister because I heard her talk to her husband that way. I saw that. I heard her do that. That's wrong. And Sister Roberts want to be called a Jezebel. Let her talk. Let her just... Just shut your mouth, woman. That's the way I put it. Just be quiet. I will never. You see, if she did me that way, I would be less than a henpecked man. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't deal with those circumstances. See, I wouldn't deal with that. Because I know she doesn't do me like that, I can deal with it. Because I will not let her do me like that. And that's a fact. And the way a woman talks to her man, it is almost how we do Yahweh. How we treat him. And the way you treat him is how you treat Yahweh. That's how much you care about Yahweh, the way you treat him. That's the truth. He tells you, man, to love her. He means what he says. He means that's what he says, to love her. Just that. And it's not this fairy tale thing what you call love, sisters. It's not going out to the Bojangles or the fried kitchen cup. That's not love. If he loved you, he wouldn't take you there. There's filth in this. They're poisoning our bodies in this trash. He's telling you the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He loved you. He will tell you what Yahweh requires of you and strengthen you. And because of your love toward him, you strengthen him. And there's one thing. Those say behind every strong man. I know what they say behind every good man. But every strong man. You see a strong man. You see a strong woman behind him. She may be shallow in many ways. But you see a woman that understands her place. She may talk out her mouth out of both sides. But you will see a woman that knows her place. And I will never allow Sister Roberts, any of you sisters. Any of you. All of you all get together. If I was the only man here, I wouldn't let you do that. There was a time in the assembly we didn't have no man but me. I was the only man. I did the praying and everything else. Wasn't going to put no sisters up there to pray. I could have put sisters up there to pray, but I wasn't going to do it. Hallelujah, Yahweh. The way of Yahweh is not the way of man. The way of man seems right. Your ways seem right. The way of Yahweh is a perfect way. It's a pure way. And that's what it produces. It produces that. And David says in Tehillim 59 verse 5, you therefore, Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of hosts, the sovereign ruler of Israel, awaken to visit the heathens. And David's prayer was, and be not merciful to any of the wicked transgressors, Selah. They return at evening, and this is what the wicked do now. They wait for the evening time, they return under the shade tree, they return at evening, and they make noise like dogs. And what is that? And they go round about the city. They make noise like dogs. They are always talking. Idle talk. They're running their mouths. Just talking. Talking of folly and foolishness. Gesturing and foolish talking. That's what a dog does. Just howl. Belch. Make this noise that comes out. Your conversation should be on the things of the Shemayams. That's what it should be on. You got time to talk about nothing, brothers and sisters. Teach the sister how to sew. Sister, you got that much idle time. Learn how to sew. Does someone teach you something? If I had that much idle time, look time I have, I'm trying to learn something. I'm always trying to learn something. I learn something new every day, many things every day. Always learn something. Always. But that's one of my challenges in life every day. Always something new. Just something different. So if you got that much idle time, then you ought to teach yourself something. You got that much time to sit around and do nothing, just to sleep your day away. You ought to teach yourself something. And you began with working with your hands. You began with using them. That's where it began. And most people today don't want to use their hands today. You began by using your hands. That's where it starts, with using your hands. Don't let them be idle. Because if your hands are idle, your mind is idle. There's something in your hand, you're thinking on what you're doing. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to understand the complexity of it. So you don't sit around idle. He said, they make noise like a dog in the evening. They go round about the city. Behold, they belch. You know when you burp. What it said here, they actually gush out. Trash. Foolishness. Out of their mouth. Swords are in their lips, and we understand that the sword of Yahweh is the wicked. And so what's in their lips is simply wicked, idle belching of words. Sword in their lip, for who say they does hear? For who say they does hear? For whatever they speak or who they're around, they simply hear what they say. But you, O Yahweh, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the heathens in derision. Yahweh is going to laugh at them. He doesn't intend for us to be like dogs, belching out words and just gushing out foolishness. He doesn't intend for that to be. He intends for us to walk as sons. Our lives being moderated and governed by the Torah. That's what the Torah does. It moderates our deeds, our actions, everything we do, what we say, our tongue. We know what the Torah says. We know what the Torah says about our neighbors, our enemies. We know what it says about them. So everything about us will be moderated. What we say, how we talk, our actions, our communication, our correspondence with each other. This is a generation that's just like that. The old folks down there. Florida is a generation that has given over to that spirit of the dogs. It's a dog generation. It is a dog eat dog world. You got to be a dog. That's what they're saying. That's what that old proverb is. You must be a dog in this world, because if you don't, the dogs will eat you up. Well, I'm not a dog in this world. And I will not eat the dog meat. And I will not eat what the dogs eat. I'm going to eat the pure word of Yahweh. I'm going to eat that which is just set apart for me. I'm not going to eat what the dogs eat. I'm not going to act like the dogs eat. The old proverb, if you're in Rome, you do what Rome does. I'm not going to do what Rome does. I'm not going to act like Rome. I'm not going to act like a dog. I'm not going to act like the dogs out there. We don't have to act like dogs. We don't have to walk like dogs. We don't have to act foolish. We don't have to walk foolish. I'm not going to do what Rome does. I'm not going to be abusive because men are abusive. You wives, you don't talk back and treat your husband wrong because this is the way the world goes. That's why 76% of the marriages are divorces. Then the other 15%, they're just living with each other for common needs. That's all. It's nothing there. No love there. No feelings, no emotions there. Because Hollywood has based thing on us what marriage is about. It's just a sexual thing. It's not a sexual thing. Because somewhere in life, the sexual thing dies and it ends. So that's not love. That's not love at all. And everything we do, our marriages, things are based upon a sexual thing or some physical connotation. That's not love at all. It's just a lust. Dogs do that. Beasts do that. Women out there cut out on their husbands. Is that love? And yet they tell the husband they love them. Is that love? Husbands do the same thing on their wives. And they buy them flowers and rings and diamonds. Is that love? That's not love. And we do Yahweh like that. And we bring the vows of a whore to him. And the vows of a dog. That's not love. Yahweh says an abomination. You act like a dog and say, I won't do it again. I'm sorry, Yahweh. I won't ever do it. Then you go just like a pig. You go to the wallow. You wallow yourself in the mire. And you go back and do the same thing. And you come back. That's an abomination to Yahweh. It's better you don't say nothing. Just find a place whereby he can deal with your corrupt heart and cleanse you. Best don't even say a word that the speaker foul and you don't perform it. Just shut your mouth. Nothing but idle words. He said, I don't want to hear that. He looks at that and says, you're nothing but a bewitched thing, a liar. You love lies. You're rebellious. You're hard-headed. That's what he always says. So we're not dogs. We shouldn't return to no vomit. We should go back to the filthiness of our flesh. You should not go back to the filthy ways of your flesh. It would damn your soul. Lies and slandering and gossiping, that's fleshly. That's wicked. It is not of Yahweh. Well, you like to hear things because you're going to pray lies. You're not going to pray about it. You're going to go and tell someone else and spread it to someone else. It's a wickedness. And what you do, shut your damnable wicked mouth. Because that's what's going to damn you. No one else is going to damn you. It's your own damnable wicked mouth. Because that's what's in you. You cannot, believe me, you cannot get cocoa out of an orange. You need cocoa to get cocoa out of it. And so what's in you? If you got the vomit of a dog in you, you would throw that up continuously and you eat that all the time. That's what you feed on. Yahweh doesn't want his people feeding on the things of the flesh. He wants us to eat the true law, the true Torah. Our hearts will be shaped by what he says, not by some philosophy, man. I speak to you what the word of Yahweh commands. I don't care about your emotions or your feeling. I don't care if you get like a mad dog in me. It makes no difference. I don't care whether you think I'm throwing that at you or I'm hitting you. That's you then. I don't care if you're offended. You're offended because you're weak, because you have no love for Yahweh. You are not a true Israelite. A true Israelite, when Yahweh corrects that backside, they bless him. A dog always gets mad. So it makes no difference if you get upset. It makes no difference if you're offended at me. I don't care about that. That's the true seed of a Israelite. When Yahweh speaks to them, they don't get offended. But those that are heathens and dogs, they get offended. A fool gets offended, but not a wise Israelite. Now those that are, that's what the word pure means, to be polished. To those that are polished, all things are pure. He will show himself polished to those that are pure. To those that are twisted and unsavory, he's going to show himself that way. He said, when I act like a fool, I make myself a fool. In the world, when I was out there, if someone wanted to act a fool, like they would have fight you and all that. See, if you showed any kind of intimidation, then they would act a bigger fool. The only way they turn away when you showed them you were a bigger fool than they were. You sound right. You want to be a fool, boy. When you act like a fool, they begin to move back. It's one thing that Muhammad Ali said. He said, it's one thing about a big man. When a man like a Foreman or Frazier, when you put that size man in the boxing ring, he said they're not afraid of anyone. That's why they're in there. He said the only way you're going to intimidate a man like that is that you got to be a bigger fool than that man. You got to act as crazy or crazier than him. He said, so that's why I act the way I did, because those men were not afraid of me physically. Because they could hit as hard as I hit. They could hit as thunderous as I could hit. And they could knock you out just like I could knock them out. He said, the only thing I had on them that I would act like a wild man to thrill in Manila. I'm going to beat you, you monkey. He said, the only thing, because they thought you as crazy as them. So what? That's what Yahweh's implying. You will act like a fool. I will show you what a fool acts like. You want to show yourself as a fool? You want to show yourself forward? I will show myself unsavory. I will show myself just like that. You want to act like a dog? I will show you what a shown-up dog can do. There's a word in the Apocrypha. I want to read this. Listen to this. It says in Shurak, what shalom or what peace is there between a hyena and a dog? They both are carnivorous. He said, what peace is there? Oh, and what shalom is there, or what peace is there between a rich man and a poor man? None. A hyena and a dog is not going to get along. The wild packs of dogs of Africa, they will not try to socialize with a hyena. They will tear that dog to pieces. And you know what? They won't even eat it. They won't eat it. They will eat a monkey. They will eat a baboon. But they will not eat a dog, a wild dog. They'll tear it, they will kill it. But they will not eat, and the wild dog will kill the hyena too. But it will not. So what kind of covenant relationship is that between a hyena and a dog? None at all. So Yahweh says, if you want to act like an unsavory fool or dog, I will show myself that way. And that's what this nation has done. I tell you, parents, because I love truth and I know what is taking place. And that's what the parents have done. We have raised our children in this fictitious matter, in this pseudo fashion that reality doesn't sit into them. They don't know what reality is. Period. That's why they're a billion-dollar industry in the game industry. These things that twist their minds. That's why they do that. They keep your sons and daughters twisted. That is, you make sure Torah is in the home. You make sure the strength of Torah, what Yahweh says, abides. And look at what children say. Hear what wives say. Torah. That's love there. Keeping the disciplines of Yahweh. You go out and buy some juice or some potato chips, that's not love. You keep the discipline of Torah, that's love. That's love. You do what the Torah says, that's love. You keep in that discipline, that's love. Well, I want that. Now, we do what the Torah says, that's love. That's love. Because you have a concern for her being, for her entire being. That's love there. Not because we give into little emotional cries. Now, we do what Torah says. And Torah is written in your house for your house. Torah for my house is to make sure my wife walks accordingly. When she steps out of line, then Torah brings her back in line. Yeah, what he always says, his direction. That's what Torah is. It's the instruction. That's what HaMashiach come to do, to instruct us. And what he always said. Yahshua did not come to instruct us in some kind of Christianity doctrine. He came to instruct us in the doctrine of truth. And the Torah is truth. And that's what he came to instruct us in. He did not teach some philosophy. He taught what Torah said. And we must obey what Torah said. And do what Torah says. That's what we must do. David says in the 22nd chapter of Tehillim 22 and 16. Look what he says. Now, are these physical beasts right here? This is the prophecy of HaMashiach. He says, for the dogs have compassed me. Were those physical? Were these physical dogs? Or is this a metaphor of the mindset of that generation? Psalms 22:16, for dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked enclosed me. They pierced my hand and my feet. Is this not Messiah here? Did the dogs encamp around him? And that's what the dogs are doing today in all their religious practices. He means what he says. A dog says, I love him, and yet they pierce him. You don't pierce HaMashiach. You don't pierce him. You don't reject Torah. You don't reject the teaching of Yahweh and his discipline. It's a dog generation. A dog eat dog wall. But a dog is always trying to eat up someone else. Yahweh never intended for that to be. The dogs are compassed about me. That's all surround me are dogs. He pierced his side. They gnaw at him. He's talking about a people, a mindset, an impure mindset, a corrupt mindset, a foul nature, a corrupt nature that rejects Yahweh, that rejects truth, rejects his mitzvot, his Torah, rejects HaMashiach, and made him out to be something that he's not. That's what he is saying. These are the dogs. This is the kind of dog mentality. It's not of Yahweh. The dogs have compassed about me. Well, when you find out who the dogs is, HaMashiach tells us this in Matithiah, Matthew 7:6. This either this is the truth, or either it's a lie. He knew that the dogs would compass about him, and he says this in Matthew 7:6. He tells us to give not that which is kodash to dogs. Is that what it says? He's not talking about a bow wow canine, is he? No, he's not. He's talking about those of impure mind. Well, that's my dad. He's impure. He said, you don't give that which is kodesh to a dog, neither cast your precious pearls before swines, lest they trample them under their feet, and they turn again, and they tear you to pieces. That's what swines do. They would tear you up. They would tear you. They would talk sweet, and they would turn and rent, and they would lie against you, speak against you, and they would slander, they would fabricate. That's what a pig is. You don't give a pig the oracles of Yahweh, and you don't give a dog that. That's what he said. You all can frown all you want to. He said, don't give that which is kodesh to a dog. And don't you even give your pearls or the gems of Yahweh to a pig. Because pigs will always turn. You find someone turning, you know that's a pig. I don't care who it is. I don't care how this sister and that one, when she turns against it, if she does that to her all the time, just pigs. It's always fighting between the number of pig. That's all sister was a pig. A pig will always rent. Pig will always turn. And they tear into you. Are you hypocrites? Sit here all you want to. That's what pigs always do. She's doing that. She's nothing but a pig. Pigs always do that. Wives always do that. You're a pig, woman. Husband, you're a pig, man. Well, the scripture says, I don't give a damn. I know it. It's a pig. A pig will always turn and rent you. That's the nature of a pig. They will always turn against you. You find them when they turn against each other. Come on, sisters walking together like friends. They're always turning against each other, fighting. They're pigs. Spirits of pigs. You hypocrites might as well say, help me, Yahweh. Pigs. Pigs. Don't give that which is pure to a pig. They will always turn. Least, unless, when you give that, don't correct the pig. They will always turn. A pig will always turn. You want to find out what a pig is, you speak a word, they will always turn. Pig will always turn. It will always turn, and they will rent you. That's what a pig, and they will tear. They will tear into you. That's what it will do. It's one thing when you go to the sales, when they bring those big sows in there, the big, not the sows, but the what? Yeah, the boars. Thank you, son. When they bring the big boars, not the sows, because but they bring the big boars in there, the first thing they do, I've seen it coming out with tusks down to here. The first thing they do, I've seen it too many times. First thing they do, they cut that off. You hear them, they're just squealing, yeah, squealing, but they have a big old bolt cutter and they just cut it off. Because if they don't, they will kill each other. You put them together, they will literally kill each other. They will tear into each other. And the first thing they do, they cut that off. I don't care how big he is and how he looks. You bring that thing to the market, they're going to cut that off. Stick. Stick. They cut both of them off. So when you get that which is right to a pig, they're going to always turn. They're going to always turn. I've seen pig spirits among natural sisters and brothers. They always turn on each other. They're always raising hell with each other. That's not of Yahweh. We are brothers of the house and sisters of the house of Yahweh. We shouldn't be turning on each other. We should be renting and trying to tear each other. Something is wrong when you do that. You don't have the spirit of Yahweh. So a pig will always turn and try to tear. Their words, their sassiness, their contempt. That's what a swine will do. That's why Yahweh said, I'm warning you all. Now don't give that which is kodesh. The things that are set apart, don't give it to the pit dogs. Dogs will always compass around you. And what dogs will always do, you will know they're dogs because they will always pierce you with many sorrows and hurt. Why he do that to me? I didn't do him like why she did that. That's what dogs will always do. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, a dog will always pierce you. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your children. They will always pierce you. That's what dogs will do. They will always pierce you. They will compass around you. They will pierce you. That's exactly what they will do. Dogs will always, and swines, they will tear you to pieces. They will put their tusks in you and kill you. They will destroy your heart. They will destroy your love. There are people that have been destroyed because their wicked sons and daughters rejected Yahweh. And they will say, because he didn't do that, then I don't just know what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to serve Yahweh. Daughter go to hell, son, children, husband too. Mom and all. I don't take her for my natural mother's sins. The corruption. I tell you, some of you all are a little more dignified because you want to protect them. And I would tell you. Yeah, my mother did the most best job she could do is raising me as a child. She did that, and I do appreciate that. But that doesn't negate what she did as a woman. That doesn't negate her ways. That doesn't negate her actions, what she did. That doesn't negate that. She passed that same spirit down to every son, every daughter she had. And it's only because Yahweh elected me that I was not consumed by the same spirit. It's no different. They all have babies out there like dogs, just like dogs. Women that have babies like that, come on, that's not the nature of Yahweh. We get upset, but it's the truth. We must deal with that so we will keep our sons and daughters from going into that kind of an avenue. You can't polish it up because if some of us have gone into that arena and produced children, we can't just sweep it under the rug. You got to just face on with it. It's still wrong. You can't reject it. You got to talk about it. That's what's wrong with these colored people in America. Because they want to talk about the issue of what's in their own heart. It's wrong with the white people in America. They don't want to talk about their greed and their lust and their selfishness. They don't want to talk about that. Don't tell me about historical events that have taken place in America because I believe I know a little more than you. And so don't come that way with me, any of you, all right? Hallelujah, Yahweh. So until you can understand what's in you, you can never understand the remedy of that situation. And we don't want to deal with what's. We don't want to talk about what is. We want to talk around it. No, this is what it is. This is what it produces. You get two dogs out there, they're going to produce dogs. I don't care what you say. And dogs will look for dogs to produce more dogs. Now, that's just it. Yahweh polish you up, cleanse you, because you are his elect, make you to be a son or daughter of Yahweh, that you walk in his truth. You don't reject what he say. I don't care what your past life, your sin. Now don't cause that, don't regress back to that folly, or don't cause that spirit to be reconstituted in your house. Once you have overcome that thing, don't go back to your folly. There are women that have done that, they've never gone back to their folly. And you can see their sons and daughters, and they have brought in the fear of the nurture of Yahweh. They have not regressed from the Torah. Just when you regress from it, you reject it, you go back to your white ways and your colored ways. That's the trash that's going to destroy you. Hallelujah, way. I'm not afraid to say that either. Hallelujah, way. Let me move quickly. I want to read this. Proverbs 11:22. You see, I want to show you what Yahweh, Mishli, how he associates swines and dogs together. Now, it says in Proverbs 11:22, he says, as a jewel of gold is in a swine's snout. Who would want to put a jewel of gold in a swine's snout? His nose. You want to do that. So is a fair woman which is without discretion. So is a woman that is without any instructions. That's what she's like. Like a pig with jewels in the nose, and they go right to the wallah. A woman without discretion, she will always go to the wallah. That's why this assembly, Yahweh's house, it is a woman without discretion. And discretion, you must understand the protocol of the disciplines of what your direction is. And that's why we're always wallowing in every kind of filth, every kind of sin, and every kind of transgression. That's why you go always back like a pig. You always get filtered with the same thing. Like Ada Green Gable said, it's one thing about me, once I do something one time, I don't do it again if it's foolish. Now, we don't have to do it again. Man goes out there and commits adultery on his wife, he doesn't have to do that again. He found that a woman sinned like that, she doesn't have to do it again. A woman had a child with more like, she doesn't have to do it again and again and again and again. No, she doesn't. Period. If one has the discipline of Yahweh, if one has the quickening of Yahweh, when one doesn't, they will do the same thing. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what's in you, you transmit that to your sons and your daughters. We don't want to hear that. You transmit it. That's why they have no DNA. That's how you can know who is yours. And so they have the same DNA or the same spiritual life too. He said, I will guard your home if you truly committed unto me. He will. Did he guard Israel? Even though there was something that was sin, he still guarded them, didn't he? If we get what he told us to do, he will guard everything that come into our house will be protected. Everything. I don't care what it is, Yahweh will protect it. He will watch over it. He will make sure that it is not consumed by the canker. He would, if we obeyed him. That's all he wants. He wants to prove himself to his people. It's just that we're just a rebellious people. We are people that love lies and falsehood. He wants to prove himself. He wants to actually come down to his people and sit with them. He truly does. But he just can't get us to see him for what he is. He's more than some little figment of imagination. He's more than some new car, new house. He's not even that. Hallelujah, Wayne. I want to read this. I want to close with these last verses here. It says in Gilgana, Revelation 22:14. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. It tells us this, blessed, happy are they that do his mitzvot. Those that do the mitzvot, the commandments of Yahweh. He said they have a blessing. They are blessed. That they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter into the gate into Jerusalem, the city. Now he tells us this, look now. For without or outside are dogs. Outside of the habitat of Yahweh, they are dogs. For outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers. So that can't be a beast, can it? A whoremonger. Beasts are not whoremongers. Beasts do just what they're supposed to do. Watson, all of them, bulls are meant to take care of about 25 or 30 cows. That's what they're meant for. And so this is not some physical form here. He said, for outside of the city are dogs. That's what outside. Those that are outside are dogs. He said, outside are dogs and sorcerers. They give it over unto their witch practices and their cunning craftiness and their devices. It is your own mind that crafts imaginations in you. And the lies of the deceit and whoremongers, those that have intercourse with their carnal mind and trying to say they are spiritual. That's a whoremonger. He said, outside are they and murderers, those that hate their brothers and sisters. They have no cause to hate them. Don't you know you are a murderer? And idolatrous, they worship in their belly. Their belly drives them, and their belly causes them to have this greed. And also, whosoever love to make lying the way of their life. You love to make lying. You love to lie. You have no conscience of lies. You're not guarded. It's just like a dog. Those that love to make all of these, this is the characteristic of a dog. See, first of all, he identifies the primary spirit. For outside are dogs. Is that right? And everything from that dog nature, you see it here in Scripture. You see it here, the spirit of sorcery, whoremongering, murdering, idolatrous, and love to make lies. Now, that's the nature of a dog. They will lie, and they don't care who they lie to. They practice lies. They don't care. They practice sorcery. They practice witchcraft. What is the power of their witchcraft? Their arrogance, their pride that lifts them up, that lifts up their little natural carnal mind. That's witchcraft. We need the mind of HaMashiach, and the mind of HaMashiach pleases Yahweh. It doesn't set out an agenda to please this corrupt flesh because it's against Yahweh. That's what it does. They're not going into the city. They're not going into the kingdom. For without outsider dogs that always love to pierce, and dogs will always love to pierce. You will find out whether your friend is a dog or whether your brother is a dog or whether that one is a dog. And Scripture warns us against dogs too. It warns us against dogs. Look at what it says in Philippians chapter 3. Look what Paul says in verse 1. This is what Shaul says, Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1. He says, finally, my brother, rejoice in Yahweh. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous. But for you it's safe. He said, when I tell you to rejoice, it's not grievous, because I do that. It's for your safety too, because I'm writing this. And he tells them to beware of what? Beware of what? Come on, beware of what? Does he tell them what to beware of? Does he tell them to beware of dogs? You better beware of dogs. Now, how do you know what a dog is unless you understand the character of a dog? Does he tell them to beware of dogs? Does he tell them to beware of dogs? Does he tell them to beware of dogs? That's why you don't give a dog that which is pure. He said, you beware of a dog. You watch out for that bow, wow, wow, wow. He means what he says. Their mind is impure. Everything about them is impure. Their conversation is impure. They're contemptible. They're blasphemous. They're abominable. This is what Scripture says. You can reject it all you want to. And it begins in the Torah. Begins in the prophet. He says, first of all, does it begin in the Torah? Don't bring that offering of a whore or dog into the bed of Yahweh. For it's an abomination. So he tells you to beware of dogs because they'll receive their vows. That's what he tells you. He said, beware of dogs. And he also tells you to beware of who? That's what dogs will do, evil workers. You beware of evil workers. You know that someone does evil, you know their tongue talks evil, beware of them. Just watch what they, don't receive what they say. A dog, it's one thing about that dog, that canine, I don't care if it was a male or female. When they want to crack a bone, they can crack a bone. They all got what they call canines, teeth there. That's a big teeth. So he tells us to beware of dogs. Beware. When you're aware of something, you watch for that, don't you? When you beware, it is an acute keenness of observation. So you got to know what a dog is in order to beware of a dog. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. And beware of concision. Those that love to cut and divide. You got to beware of that. If a brother sits in sin, you know they're sin, you just leave it alone. Because if you're without sin, then you cast a stone at them. Even if it's so, just leave it alone. And so you must be aware of concision. Those that cut and separate. But the most important thing, he said, you be aware of the dogs. That's what he said. Well, that's my mama. She's a dog. I don't care who she is. Turn her heart away from Yahweh. Turn away from the Torah. Well, that's my mama. That's all right. That female, female dog can produce a litter. That dog right there can get on a little poodle and produce a litter. It'll produce a litter. But that's what Scripture says. You can make it out what you want to. I don't have to beware of Dusty, a shock. I got them in a cage. But it tells us to beware of dogs. Shaul said, I want you to beware of them dogs and the evil workers and also the ones of concision. They cut you. They destroy you. They come after you. They pierce you. Beware of them dogs. They're not going into the kingdom. Nothing like a dog. That's one of the most vicious, foul spirits it is. A swine will always rip you. It will always turn against you. I don't care if it's your mama or your son or your daughter. It's a swine. Care who it is. Swine turns and rent. It turns and tears your heart out. It turns and tries to tear your wheel out. Look at some of these fools that have left here. The first thing is tear the wheel out, the ones that really try or want to serve Yahweh, because they're not going to give them any strength or encouragement to serve Yahweh. And that's the truth. You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to turn them to Yahweh. He's not going to turn them to truth. The workers of concision, they cut and call, make sure that the umbilical cord is severed between you and the Abba, and it's crazy. There's one thing about a dog, they will eat their own. And you that are dogs in that dog spirit, you will eat up your friend, you eat up your husband, you eat up anyone. That's what a dog will do. Dog will eat the litter up. That thing get hungry, it'll eat the litter up. And that's what a dog will do, it will eat up one another. It will always do that. That's not of Yahweh. That is not of Yahweh. It's a concision, it's a worker of evilness. He doesn't want us working that way. He wants to do things what's right. So Shaul say, beware of them. Why? For we are the circumcision. And you will know you're the circumcision because the heart has changed. The mind, the Ruah. For we are the circumcision, which do which worship Yahweh in Ruah. And we rejoice in Mashiach, Yahshua. And we have great confidence in the flesh. Now, when you have confidence in the flesh, you know you know what you are. Have no confidence. Have no confidence to trust in flesh. Because we know everything that the flesh produces is corrupt. That's why we are led by the Ruah of Yahweh. So beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. And beware of concision. The swine. The swine tears. The swine grunts. The swine destroys. We are not of that nature. But we are of the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we don't give that which is Kodesh unto the dogs. Neither cast your pearls before the swine. It is one thing of the true nature of a dog and a swine. They will always betray Torah. They will always betray Torah. They will betray it. They will reject it. Torah teaches you how to love your neighbor, your brother, your sister. It teaches you that. A true dog and a swine will always betray Torah. And they will tear into you if you discuss the truth of Torah with them. And show them what Torah says. They will tear into you. They will rage in their anger and their vindictiveness. That's what a dog and a swine will do. He has not called us to be dogs. He called us to be he has not called us to be swines, but he called us to be sons, to be polished, to be pure. He has not given us the spirit of a dog. You have the spirit of a dog because you have rejected Torah. You have betrayed and turned back on Torah. That's why you have the spirit of a swine or a dog. And you will know the nature because you will love to rent. Your mind is always impure. Your thoughts are always filthy. They are not thoughts of stability and right toward one another. You will know. You know what's in you better than anyone. You better confront it. Thank you, my brother. You better confront it. Because without our dogs, he identified them at first. And he's not talking about a little animal like that. For without our dogs, even in the ark, there were dogs in there. Sure. It's an unclean thing, but he put two in there. Sure he did. He's in the kingdom without our dogs. Those that are dogs, they're not going in. And a dog will always, a dog will always, their thoughts, their words, always impure. Nothing pure about them. I don't care who it is. I don't care what you and the sister talk about. If you're a dog or she's a dog, you will always, the conversation will always be impure. You hear me? You always rent. And you'll rent each other too. And you're cutting on each other. That's what dogs will do. That's what swine will do. You all are friends and you're doing each other like that? You talk to each other like that? Big and Midnight, we friends? I don't talk to him like that. Do we talk to each other like that? No. I don't have nothing to rebuke Deacon Benny for because he does what I ask him. Don't have to reprove him. I call him at the fly tonight. Yes, sir. But a dog, a swine will always rent. Get angry. You will know if you got the swine nature. Well, I'm angry at you, Pastor. I was good because I just identified you. Strip you dead. Rent in. I got something to cut your tusk. I got a sharp two-edged sword. Come on, swine. I mean, you're cowardly. You won't even come. You know I will butcher you. May Yahweh help you. May He strengthen you. You that are listening, may Yahweh bless you today. May He strengthen your heart. Next week, beautiful service for Shabbat and also began Pentecost. We hope that you all, it's a lovely crowd today with us. We hope you all join us on next Shabbat evening as we go into Pentecost. Brother Allen will come and teach to us. And then on that morning of the Pentecost after breakfast, we're going to have a singing here. So you all join with us on that Sunday morning. We're going to have guests. Sister Michael and Brother Alex will be here with us. And so we want to bless them while they're here with us in Victory Community. Bless you all, our listeners, our friends. I want to say to all of you all with your support, it has been tremendous this week. Continue to send your support. You that have never sent anything, send a gift to help us as we try to expand this effort so others can hear. And there are those you are very faithful. And I bless Yahweh for your gifts and your faithfulness. You have given tremendously. And I thank Yahweh for that. Don't get weary in well-doing. We're not here trying to raise monies, but it takes finance to do the things we do, to make sure that you all can come online and hear and others can hear. It takes a good bit of finance for that. It really does. Just for one telephone line that we have, it's $200 a month. Just for one telephone line. It doesn't include the other things that goes along with that, just for that line. So you'll help us as much as you can. And Yahweh will bless you. He will strengthen your heart. He will bless you to walk in His wisdom and truth. And you will know that Yahweh does all things. And the broadcast will be a tremendous blessing. One wrote me and said, Pastor Roberts, we just want this truth to get the others. I don't care what it takes, whatever I got, I want to help. That others may hear. And I bless Yahweh for that. The pastor that we heard from Guyana, I was showing Deacon Benny his pictures. A very large congregation there. Precious brother, you can see if it's the one that I believe it is. I wrote him, told him to send us some music, and send a telephone number. I will call him and talk with the brother. He said, I was searching the web, and we found you all's website. And when I began to read the statement of faith, which you all believe, he said it was coincide with what we believe and what I teach. And I was just blessed to read that. And so he made contact. The messages on the site, it reaches in every corner of the world, brothers and sisters. They come from Iraq, from Iran, from Kuwait, from United Arab Emirates. They come from New Zealand, from Australia, from China, from Japan, from Honduras, from Venezuela, all of South America, Mexico, every state in the United States. They come from all over the world. Russia, from the Baltic area, Poland, Kyrgyzstan. They come from all over Afghanistan. They come from Iran and Iraq. Yahweh has a seed in every nation. His people are there. They come from some of the most powerful universities in America. There's someone there in Raleigh. I don't know who it is, but they have been spending a tremendous amount of time. They work at the Postal Service. And undoubtedly, they sit there all day long and listen. So his people, their mind has been troubled, and they're hearing. They're hearing the word. Someone wrote me a letter today and said, please tell the brothers to get that message back up on when you preach, to put it right back up on so we can hear it, so we can download it, so we can hear it. Yahweh is sending the word to warn his people, brothers and sisters. We've had too much pleasure. We become so lazy because we enjoyed so much pleasure. Now it's time to be fit as a soldier. You can't allow your emotion, because Yahweh speaks something to you. It's you to interfere, getting your way from moving on to the excellence. And Yahweh, I will never do that. I remember as a young preacher, I hadn't been preaching very long. And I remember with Evangel Hartsfield, he said to me, he that morning he rebuked me up and down. You stop saying amen, you stop saying that, you stop doing that, you stop doing this. And the first thing that came into my immature mind was that way. Brother Cowles and all them said, that's all they say. But he did not correct them like he corrected me. He did not do me like he did them. Why? Because the man saw something that he knew was of Yahweh. He was the man that told me about his name. And even though he did not know, he was sowing that seed that Yahweh knew what he was doing. He calls him to tell me, his name is Yahweh, his son is Joshua HaMashiach. That's what he told me. And that morning we were sitting at the Conrad Hilton there in Chicago, Illinois. He looked at me and he said, brother, he began to rebuke me up and down. And my youth nature rose up. Because I thought about suffering a little more better than that. And the words that came out of my mouth were words of great strength to my soul. I said, Evangel Hartsfield, whatever it takes, you tell me. I'll do it. I'll obey it. When I said that, every shackle, even that rebelliousness and that youth power, it broke off everything. And whatever he said to me, he didn't have to tell me, I did it. I watched the way he walked and I walked that way. What he did, I did it. His attitude, I had it. Now, he simply didn't want to lose me because he knew I was a faithful warrior. That's all it was. If I was still with him, I'd be passing that little place down there. I'm glad I'm not with him. Because I could not be where I'm at today. If I was to leave that, I wouldn't have Elder Martin here. And Elder Martin means more than me than Evangel Hartsfield. What are you saying? I'd rather have Elder Martin, Deacon Benny on my side. Sure would. Yeah, I would. Now, I'm not going to take that from these brothers. I want to tell all you brothers something. These men have shown me a faithfulness. They have never shown me a betrayal spirit. They have never shown me a spirit to leave me. And I'm not going to take that away from them. I bless that means more to me than $1 million. That they stand by me. They stand faithfully with me. They speak words of strength and correction to me. That means more than anything. No, you don't hear our conversation because we talk all the time.
And I won't trade that for nothing. There are some of you that have proven you will leave me. But these men have proven they will stand by me as long as I proclaim this truth. And I will not. I will not. I will not, young brother. Come on. I will not. I will not reject that. So that's a great strength to me. Do you understand? That's a great strength. You know you got warriors. They're going to get behind you. If you have to go in the battle, they're going to stand. That's all right by me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So I can appreciate that more than $100 million. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have it. Although Evander Hartfield taught me many things, he has taught me more than Evander Hartfield had taught me. He has taught me steadfast. And to keep your feet right. And I wouldn't trade that for $1 million. For 10 Evander Hartfield. No, I wouldn't trade it. Why? Because they tell me you speak it like Yahweh said. Okay, how it sounds, you speak it. Okay, who's feeling? Okay, what they say. I'll stand with everybody walking. That's all right. That means more than $1 million. Come on, Brother Pat. These brothers have shown me faithfulness. They've shown me steadfastness. And I'm not going to take that away from them. And I appreciate it. And I love them as much as they love me. And they know I love them. Huh? I love them as much as they love me. My faithfulness to Deacon Miller is like his faithfulness to me. I'd be less than a man if I wasn't faithful to him as he is to me. My faithfulness to him is just like he is to me. What I do for me, I would do for him. The greater. I'd rather have a brother, just one, than to have 50 dogs. I'd rather have a faithful sister. Why? Because she will submit. She will obey. And she will work diligently with her hand to please Yahweh. Than to have $10 million. I'd rather have that. I would. I'd rather have that. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, let us sing this song. All you that are listening. That bear all of the beloved share among us. Let be us. We greet you all and bless you. May your Shabbat be a blessed one today. May you rejoice in the Emunah. May HaMashiach comfort your heart. Brother Nathan, all those that are gathered with you everywhere. Brother James there in New York, thank you so much. Brother James here, Matthews, thank you so much. We bless you all. Brother Michael, Sister Michaela. My friend Alex, we bless you. All you that are listening. We don't know who everyone is. We have quite a few today, but we bless you all. And thank you for your patience. May Yahweh's truth comfort your heart. Come on and sing this with us. Grab your neighbor's hand and grab your husband's hand. So let there be love shed among us. Be as love in our life. Be now your love sweetest sound. Cause us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love, that it is real. So let that be love shared among us. Let there be. Come on, look in your neighbor's heart and sing that. So let there be love, let it be genuine, shed among us. Let there be a love in our lives. Be now your love, sweetest sound. Calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love, that it is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love. One more time, all you are precious ones. So let there
be among.
We bless you all.
Among us.
Do pray for the world here. Our brothers in Africa, India, China, Russia, Japan, Europe, all over the nations of the world. Do pray for them, that they may be strengthened, and that we may assist those that are in diverse needs. Do help us here.
Arise, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be us love.
Hallelujah. For all things we do bless you this day. We ask your strength upon your people, those that have listened today, those that have joined us in live service. Thank you for the news of Sister Tucker getting home safely, such a distance, Yahweh. I bless you for that and help her. I pray in her home, Brother Tucker, pray for them. Guide us all this day, this Shabbat. Let it be one of restfulness. Thank you for the heat, the coolness. We do need the heat for the vegetables to grow, Yahweh. So we will not complain. We will bless you. Help every heart today. Give them all strength and bless everyone. That we may love you above all things and be kindly affectionate one to another. We ask it all in the mighty name of HaMashiach. Yahshua, we bless you. And all the people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.